He tried to put himself in Cayley's place. Cayley, when Antony had first discovered him, hammering at the door and crying, "Let me in!" Whatever had happened inside the office, whoever had killed Robert, Cayley knew all about it, and knew that Mark was not inside, and had not escaped by the window. But it was necessary to Cayley's plans, to Mark's plans if they were acting in concert, that he should be thought to have escaped. At some time, then, while he was hammering, the key in his pocket, at the locked door, he must suddenly have remembered, with what a shock, that a mistake had been made. A window had not been left open. Probably it would just have been a horrible doubt at first. Was the office window open? Surely it was open. Was it? Would he have time now to unlock the door, slip in, open the French windows and slip out again? No. At any moment the servants might come. It was too risky. Fatal if he were discovered. But servants were stupid. He could get the window safely open while they were crowding round the body. They wouldn't notice. He could do it somehow. And then Antony's sudden appearance. Here was a complication. And Antony suggesting that they should try the window. Why, the window was just what he wanted to avoid. No wonder he had seemed dazed at first.